Offset eye. Sanchez resets Richardson, the fullback. Drops to throw. In the pocket, Williams makes him slide to the left. He does. He throws. Pass intercepted. That ball's going to be intercepted. It's to Mario Hagan. Hagan still in his loose. Inside the 25, inside the 20, and down he goes. Make it Jason Hunter. Now penalty flags are thrown. Jason Hunter with the interception. The first interception that Mark Sanchez has thrown this season. Third and 10 from the Denver 32. They move right to left. Offset eye to the right side. Sanchez, play fakes, sets in the pocket, throws. He's got Braylon Edwards inside the five, and Braylon Edwards rolls into the end zone with a touchdown. Champ Bailey is injured on the play, and the Jets have the first points of the game. Brad Smith back deep. Matt Prater, an onside kick attempt. The ball's going to be caught by the Broncos, and this is going to be Denver's football on their 44-yard line.
Nate Jones came up with it.
Orton is wide left now as Tebow's in the shotgun. First and goal just outside the five. Tebow takes a snap. Tries to run it. Steps outside. Tim Tebow is going to have his first NFL touchdown. Tebow to the edge on the right side. And the Broncos to within an extra point of tying this game at 7. I imagine somebody will give him the football, don't you think? Jets 3-6 on third down. Here's a big one. 48 seconds before halftime. 3rd and 7. Three receivers right, Holmes by himself left side. Pressure on Sanchez as he throws, pass picked off. Saquon Thompson has it. Thompson's going to be outside over the 30-yard line, close to the 35. Second interception of the first half on Mark Sanchez. First by Saquon Thompson, and the Bronco defense keeps the Jets from late second quarter points. Now you're going to see Matt Prater attempt what would be, if he makes it, his longest kick of his career. Prater is 8 for 10 in his career from 50 or more.
Well, you know, when he kicks the ball off, he kicks it through the uprights, and he kicks that from the 30-yard line. So,
yep. This is going to be spotted far hash at the 49. This attempt will be a 59 yards for Matt Prater. The longest thus far in his career is a 56. No timeouts by the Jets. Prater gets a foot into it. Plenty of leg on his way, and it is good! Matt Prater, plenty of leg from 59 yards out as the first half has come to a close.
That would have been good from 65.
Man, halftime at Invesco Field at Mile High. Denver 10, New York 7. This will be an attempt of 56 yards for Nick Folk. He is one of two this year from beyond 50. Snap placement, kick on its way. It has plenty of leg, and it is good. So Nick Folk has tied this football game at 10 with 6:41 to go in the third quarter. Demaryius Thomas wide right. Lloyd with Gaffney inside of him, slot left. Moreno aside of Kyle Orton is in the shotgun. Five-man pressure. Kyle sets, throws, fade Thomas. Thomas has got it, and Thomas has got a Denver touchdown. What a throw again, and the big rookie receiver took it right away from Darrell Revis. And for Demaryius Thomas, a big, big play late in the third quarter, his second receiving touchdown of his NFL career. Second and 10, the offset eye. Keller to tie it in now. Resets in the backfield, comes in motion to the left side. Sanchez hands off with Adrian Tomlinson with a lot of room inside the 10, inside the 5. Tomlinson into the end zone, touchdown. Outside zone. Sanchez struggled to gain the width necessary to even give the football to LT. He got there. Tomlinson walks into the end zone, and the Jets an extra point attempt away from tying this game. Jets have only gone on fourth down twice this year. They've been successful once. Bronco players on the sidelines waving towels and anything else they can grab. This place is a madhouse. 4th and 6. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Sanchez, here comes a blitz. Sanchez steps, has plenty of time, pumps, rolls to his left, sets his feet, throws a floater. Ball's going to be incomplete. It's at the 5 and a penalty flag thrown inside the 5-yard line. Santonio Holmes got tangled up with Parrish Cox, I think. Oh, man.
That's a terrible call.
See if they can keep him out of the end zone. 1:16 to go. Handoff LT, and I think the Broncos let him score there, to tell you the truth, so they could get the ball back. He walks into the end zone, 23-20 Jets with 1:13 to go. Every loss is tough in this league, and you got to bounce back. But when you have one like this, it is really difficult to put behind you. Broncos lose it 24-20.